All right. Well, welcome, everybody. Here we are again, another week of days, and welcome to our weekly podcast, Down with the Ship. This is Melissa, Queen of Damaris. You'll find me on Instagram and Twitter. And of course, every week I am joined by, drumroll, Jeanette.
Hello. I'm Jeanette. I am Nadia Steamzara on Instagram, Nadia HS fan on Twitter. Like I said, I always say, you can find me as Nadia Steamzara on Twitter too. I should probably just change it. I keep ferreting about whether I'm going to do that.
It took me a long time to want to change mine from my original weird.
Well, mine is like an old ship that it's like from a canceled show from a long time ago. I've just never changed it. So I'm kind of like
canceled ship.
But I'll be honest, I'll be honest. Like, the reason I don't change it is because I know certain people really know me by that. So yeah. Like at me and stuff. So I'm like, okay,
I know. Yeah. I felt that way too, but like mine was so weird and random. Yours at least has the netty part. So
yeah, mine is close. It's just not, you know, it's just not quite the same. So, but yeah. So anyways, you ready for our
I'm ready. All right. I'm ready. Let's dive into Monday. I thought it was a pretty decent week.
Actually liked this week. I liked almost every episode this week, which is unusual. Me, I mean, it's not unusual, but there are times like where, you know, I like one or two episodes, but it's not super typical for me to like all of the episodes. So yeah, this week I like most of them. So.
Me too. Pretty much like the whole week. So Monday kind of started, let's see who we had. We had Allie.
We had the big Allie trip. Yeah.
Yeah. We had Allie and Trip kind of bonding with baby Henry.
They had some kind of cuteness going on. I don't know if I could ship them, but they're cute. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No. I do.
Type of ship. They're not exactly really, I mean, they're a little too cutesy in my opinion. But
They're very cute. I saw somebody say something about like that they were personally past the age to ship such a young couple, and I do kind of see the point with that too.
So do I. I personally feel like even at 30, like I'm 36 and I'm fairly young, like soap fan wise, but I still feel like I'm a little too young or I'm a little too old for that. Young.
Yeah. So if you're too old for it, then I'm definitely too old for it.
Yeah, no, they're adorable. I'm not saying
they are adorable, and I can totally see it going somewhere. And I think it is really sweet that Henry would have, you know, his uncle as maybe like his father figure. So that was sweet. So yeah, they were on. Steve and Kayla were on with Roman. So we saw Roman. We don't see Roman.
We actually found Roman, and then we found out that Austin and Carrie got back together.
I know. People were excited about that, right?
Yeah, people were excited.
I really didn't care, but
I don't care either. I'll be honest, not even a little bit. But I did see a lot of excitement about Austin and Carrie being back together. So.
But you know what? If that saves us from ever having to see a scene again where Carrie and Rafe are having weird looks at each other, then I'm super happy it happened because I hated
gross.
Any of that. That was gross.
Not good.
Yeah, not good.
I don't know what it was about.
That was awful.
They've done some things over the years, and that was one of them. So
I know. But right. And then that was that the day also with Claire and Charlie of the apartment?
Claire got the recording of Charlie.
Yes. She like kind of made it like she was wanted to be with him.
She told him that she wanted to be with him anyway, and then he basically confessed all, etc. He did that day. That's where it ended. He told her, he confessed all, and you found out she was recording it. So then there was that, and then of course we went back to Susan.
That was the big swaparoo day, right? Yeah. That was switcheroo day.
That was the day they actually switched places, I believe. Yes.
Yes, it was. It was the day. Because Vivian overhears Kristen and on the phone with Susan talking about the whole thing. And then, of course, she kind of blackmails her a little bit. She wants Kristen to break up Jake and Kate. So
I'd be down for that. Anything that breaks up Jake and Kate is great. I know,
right? And then we all cheered.
Yay! Let's do it.
So they did. The swaparoo happened there. And right at the end of that episode is when Susan, now Kristen Susan, came in and saw Chloe changing Brady's bandage.
It looked a little,
It looked a little suspect.
There was a little,
yeah. Yeah. Exactly. So I think that was there anything else Monday? I think that was kind That's of it. Monday That's for you.
Then we had Tuesday where Claire, this was when Charlie really did spill everything. Claire got it on tape and he realized she was recording.
That's right.
And then basically freaked out, called for help, and Belle showed up, and Belle
kind of flipped out. We got to see a little bit of, like, I call her like badass Belle, because every once in a while she kind of goes in that mode. I like and that Belle.
She actually was the first person to threaten Charlie's life.
No, she was not, because Lucas threatened Charlie the week
well,
before.
Well, yeah, that's right. Lucas previously.
This week, you're right. She was the first person to
threaten Charlie's wife this week.
That's right.
If you don't go away, I'll kill you.
Yeah. So then, and side note, how many of them were wearing red coats that day? Like Belle was wearing a red coat. Nicole was wearing a red coat. You know, like who else? I want to know how many of them own a red coat.
Yeah.
I think that's going to, I don't know. I feel like that'll come back.
Don't worry, I'm kidding, but. You never know. Anyway, so then we had the really, really funny Kristen in the Susan outfit with Brady and Chloe, and where she's like running at his abs, slamming doors in Chloe's face.
Oh gosh, that's right.
Were so hysterical. Like, they were just great. They were so funny.
Stacey
great in the scene. She was really, really cute.
Oh, she was. It was funny. Those were some funny scenes. I mean, and she was so physical in those scenes. I got so many good gifts out of those scenes. Because she was she had the one where she's like throwing her purse and throwing her jacket off.
I actually saw some, I retweeted a few of them. They were great. Especially the one where she was running at the abs. And also the one, actually I made the one where she was slamming the door.
You did make the one when she was like, because I never made it then. Because I was like, oh, you made it. So I didn't make it.
I made it pretty early.
Yeah.
So
it was great. Yeah, so. There were three like super gifable moments in those scenes.
Yeah.
And then there was a Philip and Gabby. There was Philip and Gabby that day. They made the deal. And they both kind of talked about their scorn there, which I kind of liked that.
I especially liked Gabby's take on that, but I'm not going to go into that. But they definitely talked about their scorn. I kind of liked it. I'm still not feeling them as a couple, if I'm honest.
No, no, I'm not either. But like the first day they had scenes, I thought the scenes were just like kind of boring, to be honest. Yeah. But then the scenes where they got more into their heartbreak and their scorn, I thought were interesting. And I can see where they could be interesting little allies to each other.
Yeah,
I don't have like a, I can see them as a ship, but I definitely can see them as like plotting
like tearing
together.
Each other's clothes off.
Yeah, no.
Sidebar. Yeah, congratulations to the Savvy fans if you guys saw what Camila Banas posted on her Instagram story.
No, what?
Did you see it?
No.
So she posted yesterday, I think it was yesterday or the day before, she posted a picture of her wardrobe for that day, and it was a bra, underwear, and pasties.
Okay.
So whether she is, so they were all a little worried that it might be with Philip.
Oh my gosh.
But I think they're really hoping that they might actually get, you know, a scene there.
Yeah.
So
that they might finally get something, not just crumbs.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think that they were like, a lot of them were really, really excited about it, but they were also kind of like, but we don't get nice things.
Exactly. Okay. So, I did see that and I just didn't put it all together. I was like, wait, what's going on? And I never
anyway. So yeah, we had the Philip and Gabby scenes, and then we also had the that was the day we actually also had the Xander and Sarah scenes.
Oh yeah, okay.
We found out that Maggie's gone.
Oh, Maggie.
I'm saying right here, right now, like, I am so sad that Maggie's gone, and I understand like something is going on with Suzanne Rogers, and she had to take a break, and that's I understand all of it. It's just. She's always been such a champion of the two of them together. Like, she's always been the one that's been like, no, you guys should be together. And she's always, she's kind of encouraged Sarah to forgive him and the whole thing. And I just really wanted her to be there for that. But, you know, it is, she's not there. And then Xander and Sarah went upstairs and disappeared.
disappeared. But somehow we still got to see Jake and Kate in bed.
Yes, of course we had Jake and Kate in bed that day. We'll get to that later. We'll talk about that later.
All right. Well, you know what? Hopefully, maybe Kristen, she better hold up her end of the bargain for Vivian.
Better break them up, because I'm done with them now. Like, now I'm done with them. So, then we move on to Wednesday. And on Wednesday was an interesting episode. Because Wednesday was basically the send-off of Charlie in a lot of ways.
Yes.
It was basically the setup of Charlie's murder and the all the who the suspects were going to be and all that. And Mike gave some real powerful scenes in this day several times.
Oh, yeah.
He gave some real, just like... And in a lot of ways, I'm halfway sad that Mike got Charlie, because I think Mike is a great actor.
I do. I agree.
And I think Mike could have been, like, if Mike had been specifically Johnny DeMara, he'd be great. I would have loved to see him as Johnny. Like, I know that's like your dream, because you just love John. You really want Johnny on canvas, but...
Yeah, because he's a DeMara. And,
but don't you think that Mike would have been a good Johnny?
Yeah, he would have been a good Johnny.
Has like that vibe to me. Like, I think he would have done really well as Johnny, but we didn't get it. We got Charlie.
Well, you know what? And here's the thing too. Like, what would be interesting about having Allie and Johnny on the canvas was, like, for years and years we had Eric and Sammy, and Eric was of course like the good one, and Sammy was always like the one getting into trouble. And I feel like with Allie and Johnny, we could have the same dynamic but flipped, where Allie might be a little, I mean, yeah, she's had her shady moments, but she might be a little bit more of the good one. And then Johnny being a DeMara, you know, it would be nice to see where he was, you know what I mean? Like, so it would it would be like a reverse Sammy and Eric.
I'd be for it. Yeah.
I
think a lot of us really wanted, would have rather seen him. I've seen it a lot. I've seen a lot of people saying, why wasn't he Johnny? So that's why I just put it out there. But Mike gave some really great scenes this day. And basically, I think we had, I don't remember who all the suspects were. I think we had, we definitely had Allie.
Ava.
Belle. Yeah. John. Some people have said Nicole, but I don't really feel like Nicole was a suspect. She just had a talk with him.
Yeah, she did have a red coat on.
She did have one of the red coats on. So, I mean, and she did have a heated talk with him.
Yeah.
So it's hard to say, like, and I feel like more people might be suspects as this time goes on.
Well, yeah, because Lucas.
And then we had, so there was the whole, that was basically just his send-off. And the very end of the episode, of course, you know, he put his hands up in the air and said,
"Don't shoot." Don't.
And then we didn't see him on Thursday at all, which was kind of an interesting.
Yeah, that was just that. I mean, I think we'll see him because now he's been on the credits. He's showing as recurring now. I don't think we've seen the last of him. I think we'll see him in flashbacks.
Mike said in his Soap Opera Digest interview this week that he had filmed about 4 weeks after Charlie's death.
Okay.
Because he filmed a lot of flashbacks to the night of Charlie's death. Multiple people probably visiting Charlie that night. That's my guess.
Oh yeah, I'm thinking whoever was at that door the first time that he said don't shoot, that's not who killed him.
Yeah, so we had that, and then that was basically, Wednesday was basically just Charlie's big send-off. And I'm starting to really be able to tell these episodes are supposed to be, the Wednesday episodes are supposed to be the Friday episodes again. But, you know.
Yeah, I guess so. Oh, we had Ava and Rafe that day.
Oh yes, you did have, you finally had some Ava and Rafe scenes that were alone that day.
Too. Without Nicole. Yay.
And they were kind of sparkly.
They are.
Ava and Rafe have a little bit of a sparky going on. I kind of like them. I think that they could be better than, they're definitely better than Rafe and Nicole.
Oh yeah, without a doubt.
They're a little sparkly. So we had that. And then we went into Thursday then. Right?
Yep, Thursday. And
Thursday, I think we went back to...
We had some of the suspects on Thursday, too.
Yeah, they did.
Claire
they
was had on. Of...
Yeah. I don't know if Claire is really a suspect. Allie is more of a suspect than Claire is.
I think they'll all be suspects, though. Don't you think?
They all could be. They all could be suspects. And I mean, I would rather... I kind of want the, like, burning people alive Claire back.
Oh, I know. So I know.
I'd be down for it. But then,
and then that was the day that Marlena was mad at John because he was out all night.
He stayed out all night and he blacked out.
And he blacked out. And he knows he
was at Charlie's house.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, I feel like John could be. But I wonder if John's too much of a red herring. Like, I don't know that John did.
Yeah, I hope it's not John.
If it is John, I think it'll be because of the rage crazy, and he'll get off.
Yeah, probably.
I think this day we also had. No, it was the day before that we had the really good Claire and Allie scenes.
Yes, because that's the day that Allie got kind of all fired up and was like, maybe I'll do it myself.
And then I think this is the day. Is this the day that Ben and Sierra had the dream?
Yes.
Where Ben dreamed that Sierra was in the box.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Sierra dreamed that Ben was out standing outside the box.
Yes. So they had, they're having their little, the connection again.
That Susan somehow created.
Yes.
So
disconnect, and good thing, because now they're not going to help get now help from Susan.
You know, now Susan. They have no help.
Don't
have any Susan anymore.
That was a day that was a lot of the Rafe and Ava scenes.
Yes, there
where
was.
She talked a lot about Charlie and about the past. You know what happened with Charlie and how.
I felt good about that. Like, I felt a little better about that because I know you had always been bothered by like the way she was with Charlie, and while they didn't explain the way she was with Charlie, they explained that she had trouble feeling from Charlie from the beginning.
Yes, and you know what, I was glad they went there. I would have liked to have heard them take like say a step further, because the way she was describing it at first reminded me of like postpartum depression or something.
Yes, exactly.
And I was just like, oh, maybe she had postpartum depression when he was born and just couldn't bond with him, and then it just kind of snowballed from there. And I was
and
kind of wishing
the way
that
I was wishing
that they said the words, you know.
Yeah, because I still feel like that's exactly what they described though.
It is kind of what they described. You know, it sounded like she...
I know people that felt that way. They couldn't connect with their baby because they had...
postpartum depression, yeah, which causes, you know, like...
And that's exactly what it kind of sounded like, is that she just couldn't feel for Charlie. And that's sad, and, you know...
Yeah, it was really sad. And she seemed sad about it, too, which made me feel better.
And she did blame herself. She said, it's my fault he's this way.
But then, you know, here's the thing that will bug me, and I don't know, maybe we're going to talk more about it later anyway. But,
yeah.
All right, but yeah, I'll get into it later.
All right. So then, and then we also had, I think this is the day. Is this the day that Orpheus said he wanted to ransom Sierra?
Orpheus was on?
Yes. And Orpheus said he wanted to ransom Sierra, and Evan told him, and Evan basically denied it. Like, he said no, I want to destroy Ben.
Okay, yeah, it sounds familiar, and I swear I watched it all and watched
you
it,
are
like,
such
fully.
So not an Orpheus person.
No, I'm not. If you listen to last week, I kind of went into my whole thing about Orpheus, and yeah, I kind of like, I think I'm just biding my time until like she's out of the box and reunited with Ben, and they move on to something else, because I don't know, Orpheus doesn't excite me.
Okay, so then we also had at the very end, after the whole Ava basically postpartum depression thing, we went to Rafe got a call that there were gunshots at Charlie's house, went into Charlie's house to investigate, found Charlie dead on the floor, and basically also found Sammy wiping off the door handle. Yay! Return of Sammy.
Hurricane Sammy is back.
Hurricane Sammy returns. So
that leads us into today. Today was a good episode. I was looking forward to watching today as I was reading some of the tweets and recaps and things like that.
Well, you are. I'm a big Sammy fan, but I'm not. I don't think I'm quite as big of a Sammy fan as you are.
Yeah, I'm a pretty big Sammy fan.
I do love Sammy. I shouldn't act like I don't, because I do. I especially, like, I liked her a lot when I was growing up, because I was a little, like, she was she was older than me, but I kind of grew up with her still. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No. Yeah, I get it. And her and I are practically the same age because Allison Sweeney is literally a year younger than me.
I remember you saying that before.
So. Yeah. So I think it was that. I mean, when she left a few years ago, like, and then we knew she'd come back here and there, but when she left as like a contract player and she was moving on to like all the Hallmark stuff and the other stuff, I really kind of wondered. I was like, how is Days going to go on without Sammy? Like, how is this possible?
You know, in some ways, I actually think it's been good though. Like, I love Sammy. And I really do. I love Sammy. And I felt the same way as you did, but I also think it's given some characters some...
No, that's growth. True. Because I know, remember at that time, a lot of people would accuse it of being the Sammy show.
And I feel like, yeah, there's that. And since it's not the Sammy show anymore, you've seen some characters have some other characters.
Yeah.
You know. I can kind of see both. Like, I can kind of see both perspectives.
Yeah.
So then we went into Friday. And Friday obviously continued with Sammy being back. I think Eli told Ava.
Yes, Eli went because, yeah, Eli and Lonnie were on in the beginning together.
Mm-hmm.
And then Eli went and he went to do all the
baby shower that I don't know how they're going to have 82 people with their baby shower because I don't know that there's 80 that many people in Salem. So, just saying.
I had a laugh too because I'm like, Stayla only got 3 wedding guests. How are they getting 82 people at a baby at a christening?
81, or nothing was like actually 83 because it was 41. They get 41
and a half each.
Perfect. But no Quinn, but now 41 and a half.
But no Kristen. Wah wah.
Yeah.
Well, unless they invite Susan.
They did. I did actually think that the Lonnie and Susan scenes were funny.
Oh my gosh, but, I did too. Yeah.
So then he went and told them, and then and then I think Rafe questioned Sammy.
Yes,
he took her in, questioned
her.
She
was very combative. You know, she wouldn't give up a lot of information.
She wasn't real. Yeah, she wasn't real keen on telling anything.
Yeah. So I saw a lot of people theorizing that maybe she's covering for someone.
Maybe she thinks Allie did it.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. Like she think, you know.
Maybe she saw Allie leave with the gun and thinks Allie did it.
Yeah, that's what I would think. That's what people are thinking, I think.
That's, especially since Allie said she knew where Kate's gun was. Okay. So then, then we had the Kristen and Lonnie scenes where... Well, I think actually we had the Kristen and Ben scenes and then the Susan and Lonnie scenes.
Susan and Lonnie, and then we had Kristen with Ben and Claire, and then of course we had Kristen, like Kristen Susan
did a real
on the
great
phone.
Job of pretending to be Susan. She was very much like go away. But you know,
I love it. I mean, I've noticed this with her doing it, so many little subtle things, little subtle times where she it's like, you know, it's Kristen, but she's acting like Susan. So you wouldn't necessarily expect the people around her to not know it's Susan. The subtleties are amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I think she's doing a great job. Like, I think Stacey is killing this double role.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she's just killing it. So, So there's definitely that. But then we had Lonnie with Susan, and Susan was trying to be Kristen, and you know,
exactly.
So Susan's not as good at being Kristen is at being Susan.
But that makes sense.
But Kristen also, yeah, no, it makes perfect sense. It does. It makes absolutely perfect sense. But I definitely think that Lonnie seemed more suspicious though.
Yeah, Lonnie.
Don't you?
That doesn't make sense. I mean, Lonnie's a cop, and I would think she would be suspicious. If she wasn't suspicious, I would only attribute that to new mommy brain. Because I was thinking that. I was like, well, Lonnie is a cop. She's going to start catching on to this. I was like, but she is sleep deprived and has 2 infants at home. So, you know.
She has 2 little infants at home.
So I could totally, you know. But
she has 2 little very ugly baby dolls at home.
But like, Susan even slipped and started talking about her child being in Italy.
Well, she said her child was in Italy, and she also slipped and said that she was going to be out in a month. Like 1 month, losing. Period. And you know, she's like, Kristen has lost her mind. She's absolutely
but
lost her mind.
That's also somewhat believable because Kristen's not always, you know, Kristen's Kristen.
Yeah, Kristen's Kristen. So yeah, there we are. And then, so yeah, I think that's pretty much the week.
That is the week. I think so.
I think that's pretty much the week. So
we had Trip and Ava were on too today.
Crap. Yeah, Trip and Ava were on today. Oh, that's right. Trip and Ava were on today. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. He went to go check on her. And then they had, and it was more just the whole thing with the, you know, the Charlie, like,
I
you know,
think that's, yeah, he went to go check on her and then wait, or then,
that's
Eli told
Eli
them about.
That's when Eli came and said that he needed to know their whereabouts.
Yeah. Because even though they were questioning a suspect, which was Sammy, and they didn't know that.
Yeah.
They did. And then Rafe actually showed up at Nicole and Allie's.
Yes.
And told them and at told the very them. End that Sammy was being questioned for the murder
yes,
of Charlie.
Yes. That's how it ended today.
Yes, it ended with Sammy's back and she's being questioned for the murder of Charlie. So,
yes. All right. Look at that.
So that is the week.
That was the week. That was the week. So now we can get into our little segments, our little thoughts
which
here.
We've changed up a little this week. So we'll see what you guys think. We've kind of felt like, and I think both of us kind of felt this way a little bit, that the specifically the unpopular and popular opinion parts of the show were a little too based on what other people thought and not necessarily what we thought. So we just changed it up a little bit, which we'll get there once.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't you agree? I mean, isn't that why we...
Yeah, that, and I just thought too, like sometimes
it's really hard to come up with something
that carries over, you know, it's like, people don't like Jake and Kate. Well, that carries over. So, I mean,
there's only so many unpopular opinions.
Exactly.
So
I felt like it was just I was running out of steam with being able to pick things out.
Cause the unpopular opinion every single week is that Jake and Kate suck, which or Rafe and Nicole suck.
Yeah. That's the popular opinions.
Yeah. Those are the popular opinions. This is Jake and Kate suck and Rafe and Nicole suck.
Exactly.
So
exactly. So yeah, we'll switch it up a little bit and I'm excited about that. So what do we usually start with, our scene or our performer?
We usually start with our scene of the week.
Okay. You want to go first? You want me to go first?
Why don't you go first?
Okay. I kind of had a little tie. Because you know, this week was so good, I found myself having a harder time and changing my mind. So I ultimately just decided it would be a tie. So one of the scenes of the week for me were Charlie and Nicole standing in the hallway, because you really started to see him losing it, and he was like tearing up. And
that scene was great.
It was a good scene.
That scene, Mike just was, oh my God. And the scene itself was great. Like even Nicole's reactions, everything about that scene was just great.
They had my undivided attention, because sometimes I look at tweets and blah, 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 chat with you guys while I'm watching here and there. But sometimes certain things I'm like, have my undivided attention, and that totally
that scene grabbed me. That scene, I was like, oh my gosh, this is just great. But yeah, it's also one of my scenes of the week.
So we had a shared one.
Okay. We had a shared one, definitely.
And then my other one was with Lonnie and Susan today. They were just so funny. And you know what? You know what I have to say? And it's like Lonnie and Susan, yes, but it's also as I'm watching like Sal and Stacy, I'm like, they have so much chemistry.
They do. They have a lot of chemistry, and like I'm not sure. Like it's all like people always say. Like I see a lot of people say like they have too much chemistry, like romantic chemistry, and whether they do or don't, you know, it's what it is. But they have great friend chemistry, definitely.
They do. Well, I was just watching them today, and I was like, they could totally like if they were casting, you know, a female couple on another show, I'm like, they totally need to be cast as a female pairing on a show. Because even
I
with
don't
it
think
being
Days
like
would ever do it though.
I don't think Days would do it with those characters. I think
those two characters. They're
established, you know?
And they both kind of have established pairings, and they both kind of are known to be straight, so it would be a little...
Yeah, it might come out of left field. It wasn't like with Will, who was still so young, that you saw it was like he had a high school girlfriend. It all made sense with Will, you know?
So yeah, but but I definitely liked the Susan and Lonnie scenes too. They were funny.
They were so funny. I mean, I definitely laughed out loud a few times.
Yeah, they were great. They were. It was just like, oh my gosh.
I mean, especially oh right in the gosh. Beginning, and I made a gift of this one too, where she eats the Jell-O.
Yeah. Did you see that Paul Tilfer liked that?
I did. He commented on it.
Oh yeah, he commented on it, didn't he? It was great.
He dropped me a few emojis on that scene.
He thought it was funny.
He did think it was so funny. It was just like she puts it in her mouth, and I was like,
that was her Sunday bar.
Yeah, this ain't no Sunday bar.
I was pretty jealous of your gifts this week. You got to have a lot of really good gifts this week in general.
I did.
I really did not have very good gifts this week. Mine were like really forced, horrible gifts.
So. I've had that too, though. I've had so many.
Where you're like making a gift and you're like, is this good?
No, I've like abandoned them because, you know, like Kristen's been in prison since like October. And it's many times, you can't give a prison scene where they're just sitting across from each other talking. I mean, the only one I had that was really good is a couple hugs. You know,
we had that kiss one from prison that's pretty good.
I did. I had one. And when Xander came to see her.
Oh, there's a couple really good ones. The boss one is really good.
Yeah, the boss one is good. And then when she flies across the room to hug Tony, that one was just funny.
That's good. But I can see it. But anyways, so my scenes of the week. Well, one of my scenes of the week is also the Mike Manning,
Charlie and Nicole
scene, because that thing was powerful. That thing was just like, and then when he was saying, like, when he like kind of like, you can see him slipping from reality in that scene. You could him
for sure.
You could see his like his he mentally broke in that scene. It was good though. It was a really good scene. But my other one is just a little funny scene, and that's when Kristen as Susan slammed the door in Chloe's face. Well, it's not in her face, but she basically was like, bye, Chloe, and, you know, shut the door. And it was so funny. Like, I cracked up at that scene. I was like, oh my God. Yeah. And like, you know, I could see, like, you could halfway, like, still see, like Chloe standing behind the door going, huh? Like, she wasn't, but you could imagine.
Yeah, no, I know, you could. Her. Yeah, it was very much one of those, like.
You know what had happened to her. She was just like, oh, okay. So, yeah. So that was pretty funny.
That was pretty funny.
So, that was just my little one. Like, it was a funny little moment.
I know. This week was like filled with drama and humor. So it was, it was good. I mean, and okay. So that will lead us our performer of the week. I know we talked about already. We've already picked the same person. It. Yeah.
So and I think that everyone that would be doing a performer of the week almost this week would have to pick this person. And it, because he's leaving too, would be Mike C. Manning.
Yes, 100%.
Mostly just because he gets that Wednesday episode where Charlie basically, essentially his hurrah.
Yeah,
he had good performances all around in that episode.
Oh yeah,
like just
And I don't know, was that the same day that he saw Tripp and Steve? I don't think it was. And he overheard Tripp talking about baby Henry, and he really
like, the beginning of the episode was.
Okay, that was the same day. Yeah. Okay, because I was like, that stood out to me too. I was like,
that one, and also the one with him and Nicole were both like, oh my God, this guy is really great.
Yeah, he was so good.
I don't think that there could be much doubt that he was the performer of the week, just because he... You know, it was kind of his.
Yeah, he killed it this week. He got killed. Oh,
he actually got killed. But and it's funny because he was talking about, like, in his again in his Soap Opera Digest interview, he said they told him, they came to him, they said, "We really love you. We really think you're great, but you know Charlie has to die, right?" And he said he knew it was coming.
Oh.
So he wasn't upset. Like he said he wasn't upset. He was on short term contract. He knew. You know what I mean? But he was like, "Aw," you know. He said there was a part of him that was sad because he really likes Days, and he said a lot about how nice the fans have been to him. So I thought that was really sweet.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, he was really happy with that. So and then so I think we just agree he's the performer.
We agree. He's the performer of the week. So that's for both of us this week. And that kind of leads us into our new segments.
Yes, which are, we're going to do, instead of doing an unpopular opinion and a popular opinion, we're going to do a high point of the week and a low point of the week.
Yes.
So, what did you decide was your high point this week?
So, my high point for the week was all of the humor, because, man, I haven't laughed so much in a week of days as I did this week, from Vivian with her different things about being a vampire trying to scare Susan, to Susan just being Susan, the Sunday bar, the Chloe scene, the mad dash for Brady's chest. I mean, there were so many, like you said, I had so many good gif-able moments. I had so many laughs this week between Kristen, Susan, Vivian, Brady, Chloe. So that was my high point, was just laughing so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I get that. I think that's a really good, it was a fun, there was a lot of fun this week. Like, there was a lot of funny, silly things this week. And that's great. Like, there was a lot.
To balance out a murder.
To balance out a murder, and, you know, there were also some sadder moments. But yes, that was definitely, good. My high point this week was going to be the return of Sammy.
Okay.
Mostly just because I think everybody's really excited about that. She's back, you know, and I think that, like, the actual scene where she, with her, the scenes with her and Rafe, they were good.
But the scene,
like, he just basically turns around and there's Sammy. It's like, of course there's Hurricane Sammy, you know?
Of course you're
That's the way you introduce Sammy, you know? So I have to say that was my high point of the week.
I would agree with that. I was excited to see her back. And I was just, oh my gosh, I was like, Sammy comes back this week. Someone got murdered this week. We had a lot of laughs this week. It was a good week.
I enjoyed this week. It was good.
It was good.
Like, it was good for, it was good. It was like one of the best weeks days has had in a long time.
A
so that made me, yeah.
I agree. I agree. So what about your low point of the week?
Wah, wah. Do you want to do yours first? Do you want me to do mine first? Because mine's going to take me.
Okay. Yeah, I can do mine first because mine's short.
I don't care.
No, I'll do mine first. Mine's really short. And I had kind of changed my mind on it. I don't even remember what my original one was. But after I was watching today, you know, we had those nice scenes with Ava really explaining why she, what happened with Charlie and leading towards like that idea of postpartum depression. But then today when she told Tripp she was glad that she was, he was dead, I was like, oh, I was like, why did they write that for her? I'm like, that was to me like a low point. I'm not sure a mother would feel that way.
I don't think any mother, even if like she was the way she was and is the postpartum depression and she didn't, I mean, I just think it's like really crappy to say you're glad your son
you're
is dead.
Glad your child is dead. I know. I just kind of, I was like, oh, what are they doing? Cause I like Ava so much and I love Tamara.
Yeah.
But I was like, what are they, why would they write that line? It's terrible. You know, part of what, not that this has anything to do with Ava, part of what took me a long time to come around with Ben after he was a serial killer was not that he was a serial killer or he killed three people, because I don't care about that. Like, I'm a Kristen fan. She's done terrible things. It was that. Do you need to laugh about that for a minute?
You're okay. Just go.
Was that he killed Eve's only daughter, and it was so painful for Eve. And as a mother, I was like, oh, I felt her pain so much that I just had the hardest time. And then eventually I came around and I love, you know, Rob and I like Ben. So it took me a little bit, and it helps that Eve's not on. For me.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that.
Because I always, anytime I'd see Eve, I just would think like, oh God, what would that feel like if somebody murdered my child? You know, it would just be so horrible. So just listening to Ava say that today, like, oh, I'm glad he's dead. I was just like, this is like, that was, it was a low point in writing for me. I was like, why would they write that?
Why would they write that for her?
They could write it in a lot of different ways, you know?
They could have said that she wished she felt remorse, but she didn't.
Yeah, like, I wish that I felt more, you know.
Something like that. But the fact that she's there, you know, I'm glad he's dead. It's like, no, that's not really okay.
Yeah, like, I could see Allie saying that.
I could absolutely see Allie saying, I'm glad he's dead, you know.
Yeah,
but
if Allie said that, I'd be like, hey, well, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, so that was the low point for me. I was disappointed.
Yeah. So I actually, my low point this week is kind of sad for me to say it's my low point, because I felt this way like all week, and it's kind of just sad. So my low point for this week, I really felt like, okay, it's not that I didn't like the Xander and Sarah scenes that aired on Tuesday. I loved them because, you know, obviously I'm a Xander and Sarah fan. That's my thing. They were good scenes. It's just that I was a little upset that with basically 15 minutes left in the episode, this has nothing to do directly with Xander and Sarah exactly. So I'm just going to preface it with that. Like, 15 minutes left in the episode, they go upstairs. Simultaneously, Jake and Kate are having a fight, or have a fight in the same episode. And also, and we proceed to see them three times in the last 15 minutes of that episode in bed together. And we couldn't get anyone else, and we haven't seen anyone else in bed together for weeks. I mean, like, no one. And you even agreed with this. You said we haven't.
No, we haven't. Yeah. We haven't.
And it's kind of depressing that, like, Xander and Sarah, you know, literally went upstairs and there were still 15 minutes left in the episode. So why did we not see? I mean, I wouldn't even have minded. I mean, I would have still minded if we'd seen Jake and Kate. And this doesn't even have anything to do with Jake and Kate. It has to do with the fact that they are in bed together all the time. Yeah. And they're the only couple we're ever seeing in bed together.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agreed with you that day.
That day specifically, why did we not see Xander and Sarah in bed together?
Yeah. Yeah. That would have made more sense. That would have been more enjoyable. Look, they have a proven track record.
Well, we all know Xander and Sarah can have. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we also know that Paul is willing to kiss Lindsay's butt. So.
Exactly. They've had one of the best scenes that I've seen on Days.
Yeah, their sex scene was really, really
good. Yeah, it was really good. I was like jealous that it wasn't my couple.
Well, they are so, like, that scene was, you know, we all know that scene.
Yeah,
that was the triple X Zara.
That
thing was like, yeah, but, you know, and I'm not saying I want the repeat of that, and I'm not even going there. I'm just saying that.
No, I know what you're saying.
I felt like it, and I think it's unfair to every couple at this point.
Yeah, at this point, we could have had, you know, somebody else.
Somebody else. And it's not about Jake and Kate. It's about the fact that they're only ones.
It's constant.
And it's constant, and it makes it feel like their relationship is, makes them feel like horny teenagers.
Yeah, it really does.
I know I'm taking forever, but I also have a quick honorable mention to my low point, which was that I'm sad that Suzanne Rogers is gone.
I know.
I know a lot of people don't like Maggie, and I know that it's a thing. I know that they don't. And I'm just really sad because I think that it means that for my couple, and like a lot of the Zara fans have been saying the same thing, like, it's just so sad that Maggie's not going to be at Zara's wedding.
Yeah, I know.
The thing is like, she's their champion. She's their biggest champion. And she always has been. And she, like, Zaggy is one of my, I've always said that the only ship I might love more than Zara is Zaggy. So
they've had some cute scenes. I mean, their bonding scenes were really adorable. And I like Maggie, for the record. So
I love Maggie, for the record, as well, but I know that she's not popular. I know she has her fans and her detractors.
Yeah. But I mean, she's, you know, she has her moments where she's a little,
where her acting was like, wow, okay, that was special.
But she's no Julie, and Julie annoys the poop out of me.
That's true. Julie does annoy the poop out of me too. Like, there are times like, you just go away.
I know.
It's horrible. It's horrible that I feel that way, but, you know, I do. I actually, but that's the other thing, is I was so sad, like, that she's not going to be at their wedding. Just like, oh. It's like a dust to my heart. I'm serious. Nothing I can do about it. So anyway, so now we're actually already to the ships.
So you want me to go first? Or you want to go first?
I can go first. Okay. So are we doing the ship? We do the ship that's going down first, right?
Yeah, we do. We do the negative one first.
Well, okay, I know we've said this one before, and it's the only one that I can really say, and it's, again, it's kind of more of like, I hope it is. Okay, so this week, I really felt like I started to feel with this whole, I'm hoping it's a love triangle between Rafe, Ava, and Nicole.
Okay.
I really feel like that now, especially after having seen more scenes of Rafe and Ava alone, I'm really hoping that Rafe and Nicole does not happen.
Yes.
Because I feel like Rafe and Ava have a lot of potential.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
Nicole don't.
Yeah, I totally agree.
I'm hoping that Rafe and Nicole don't happen, if that makes sense.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, I do. I do.
Yeah.
I totally do. And I would think that, yeah, a lot of people agree with that. A lot of people are agenda shipping Rafe and Ava anyway.
Yeah, there's a lot of Eric Cole fans are agenda shipping.
Yeah, which is, hey, I get it. I mean, I get it. Because I don't even consider it like an agenda. It's just kind of like, well, if you then if you like one person with another certain person, then obviously you'd be like, oh, well, I would rather see this person with this person, you know. It's kind of natural.
I don't even think that it's, yeah. I mean, and the truth of the matter is I don't think that many people have denied or not said that Rafe and Ava have chemistry. Because they do.
I put a tweet out about it, and it got some buzz there. You know, I mean, like, people responded to it about like other people like them.
One of our mutual friends who has always like vehemently talked about how much she hates Rafe was like, "I'm starting to like them," and she sent this like gift. She's like, "What's wrong with me?" I think you're corrupting that friend, but that's neither here nor there. But you know who I'm talking about.
I do. And I know. And look, this is your second nod on the podcast.
It's your second nod on this podcast. I gotta stop talking about you. But no, it was just kind of funny because like I just thought that was hysterical that she was like, "Oh no."
Well, but I know.
But the thing is she's saying that from watching the scene. She's not saying that from. You know, that.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Hey, if it's there, it's there. And it definitely, there's a spark there between those two.
Myra and Galen really kind of have a little bit of chemistry.
They do.
It's funny. I don't think Galen's a very big drawer of chemistry. He's kind of, you know.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Like, I think he needs the right
person.
Like, he had great chemistry with Jordan.
Yes, he did. He did. I saw a lot of people that at that time were upset that they made Jordan get so wacky because they were like, well, there goes the potential there. And he had good chemistry with her.
He actually finally had really good chemistry with Jordan and they kind of ruined it.
Yeah. And then they were like ruined the character. So I know. So my ship that
is going down.
Okay. So this one's kind of complicated because it's a ship that I like personally. And I think they will rise at some point. But I picked them this week. I picked Gabriella because I'm just so tired of seeing him like reject her and her being like after him when I feel like she's this sparky, powerful, you know, beautiful woman. And I feel like
she could go just hook up with somebody else.
Yeah. I just like, well, not that I want, Jamie. Look, I don't want her to hook up with Philip because I need him.
No, you might not need him. Based on the new spoilers, you might not need him. But
I kind of need him. I mean, he's reserved for someone else. But anyway, but I'm just like, I want to see Gabby kind of be like, screw you. And, you know, man, not forever, you know, because I think
we all know. I'm sorry. I almost just called them stabby again. Like, they're stabby to me. I don't know
why.
They
are stabby to me. Yeah.
And I want him to be. I don't want, like I said last week, I don't want him to be Stefan, but I want there to be Stefan.
Yeah.
But anyway, I agree with you to some extent. And I think even like the Gabriella fans are definitely on that boat right now, too.
Well, it's like you're feeling frustration with that. And so that's why I kind of picked them as I'm down on them right now because I'm like, I'm feeling frustration.
Crappy that they're having Gabby basically chase him.
Yes. Somebody tweeted, like, why are the Gabbies and the Kristens chasing these men instead of the men chasing them? Like, somebody tweeted this and was like, I retweeted it. They're beautiful. They're powerful. They're smart. Why are they having a chase around these men? You know? And I was like, I
totally agree with that. Like, I'm sorry, like, at this point, they should be being chased.
They should and, you be know, being chased. Yeah.
Like, she can hook up with someone else.
100%. 100% Jake should be chasing her. So that's why I picked them as that. Not because I don't like them. I do like them. But, yes. Yeah, that's where I'm at. All right. Them.
So what are you doing for... Well, actually, I think it's me first.
You go first, because mine's going to be... That's going to be a little controversial.
I already chose this, so... Okay, my rising ship, I sort of have a weird little tie, but one of them is not really a ship, so I've been kind of on the fence about it.
Okay.
Okay, so I feel like I'm really, really... First off, I want to say I'm really enjoying the friendship that they've been doing between Claire and Allie.
Same.
It's kind of cute. Like, I understand their family and everything, but I think that they actually could be really good, really cute friends. Like, I've been really enjoying their friendly bond, and like the fact that Claire ran to her, and that their little scenes. I just thought they were cute. I just think that they're like, it's a cute friendship.
I think so too.
So I could see, I've been enjoying that. And then my actual, like, romantic rising ship, and I know Melissa said this before, and she was right, and I kind of laughed at her, and I feel a little bad that I laughed at her, is Rava.
You should feel bad.
I laughed so hard at you when you did that, and then now I'm watching it, and I'm like, oh, she was
I knew
right.
it. I knew it from that first
girl
scene.
Girl was right.
I knew the it girl from was that first scene. I was like, ooh, there's something there.
You were from, like, seconds, man. You were like, oh, I want him to... Hold her.
I did. I'm like, hold her and pet her hair. Just pet her hair.
But yeah, definitely Rava. Rava is. Rava, I'm hoping Rava's rising and Eric Cole is going down. Or not Eric Cole, sorry.
Ray Cole.
Wrong.
I know.
Rock Cole.
Rock Cole. Ray Cole. I like calling it Ray Cole because it sounds kind of southern. I can give it a little Susan accent, like Ray Cole, you know. I don't like that Ray Cole.
I don't like
Ray
Cole.
Mean.
So
I'm channeling. Look, it's 10 o'clock at night here in the Eastern Standard Time here.
It's only 8 here.
I know. That's why. So you might listen to these episodes and notice I laugh a lot more. It's tiredness.
she's slap happy because I make her record so late.
That's okay. No, but I'm the one that chooses Friday night because of all the banging, you know?
Because if we don't choose Friday night right now, we have Zara and Sin and Stabby and, you know, whoever else banging in our...
Yes, in my house. Because if you listened a few weeks ago, it's because we have a house project going on. My husband does the house projects himself. Ergo, they take a long time. Anyway, there's a hole in my house right now.
All right.
But I'll go with my ship that I'm down with. And look, it's not a romantic ship. It is a past romantic ship. But I chose Safe, Sammy and Rafe. I know, it's so random and weird. And I would probably get super yelled at for that on Twitter.
You're going to get killed for this on Twitter. You know that, right?
Yeah, I don't care. Because I'm going to explain my rationale here. I enjoyed their scenes together today, and I really liked the dynamic that they were exes, and exes that shouldn't be together anymore. I'm not saying that I'm down with them, like I want them to be back together, back to be romantic, but that he still cares about her because he knows her, and he was in love with her at one point. And knows her so well. And so I was just like, I really liked that. And look, I'm going to be quite honest. And this is something I might also get killed for out there. I know.
Go for it.
My number one Sammy pairing over the years now was EJ. EJ and Sammy. So I won't get killed for that because there's a lot of EJammy fans. Okay, and I'm definitely one of them. So that's who I like to see her with. But if I had to pick a runner up, it would be Rafe, not Lucas. Sorry.
And like, I'll be like, it's funny. This is funny because, like, I've always said, and I think like most people know this about me, and like, my very first, like the very first soap ship that I ever loved was Lucas and Sammy.
I know.
And I still, like, honestly, like, my pick would 100% be Lucas.
I know.
Like, it still would. Like,
yeah, I saw a lot of people.
It still 100% would be Lucas. Like, I always loved Lucas and Sammy.
Yeah, so. I don't know. I mean, I think I might have back then in the early 90s when he was like a cadet. Remember when he was
I really loved Lucas and Sammy. Like, when I really loved them was during the throat slashing and the like when she fell through that door and then he took care of her.
Yeah, yeah.
And
okay.
It's like 2002, 2004.
Yeah. Okay.
I started kind of falling out. I'll be honest. I started kind of falling out of Lucas and Sammy before EJ actually was really big with Sammy. Like, I loved Lucas and Sammy still, but like, I started, like, once he started going out with Carrie and they broke up again, and it was just like a whole, like, that's when I started not.
Yeah.
But what I was really into them was like, I mean, I liked them from 1993, but when I was really into them was that time. So
yeah, see, and I remember all those years where there was so much fighting between them and the custody stuff and the
and I remember that too. Like, I remember it.
So I don't know, and I, you know, I like Lucas and Sammy as like exes and co-parents too. So I always, it's not that I don't enjoy their scenes or enjoy their dynamic, but if I had to rate like her different ships over the years for me,
it's definitely.
Rafe would rank higher. Yeah, he would rank higher for me.
Definitely not.
He would.
My ranking is actually the opposite, if I'm honest, because I always liked. If I'm honest, like I would go Lucas and Sammy, Rafe and Sammy, EJ and Sammy.
Lucas and Sammy. That's funny. I told you it is like it's our ship war.
It is, but that's okay. Like, I'm not.
Neither of us are that, like, so, you know, we're not so strong about it.
I don't think either one of us is, like, the thing is, like, I said to her today, she said she was going to be mad at me, and I was going to be mad at her, and I literally said, like, I was literally not upset at all, but I thought, I thought you were going to tell me that Xander and Chloe had chemistry, and then I would have slapped you.
I would never.
But I remember I said that to you, then I would have slapped you, and the reason, like, that's, like, we're much more obsessed with the other. I don't think either one of us is super, super invested in any Sammy pairing right now. I mean, maybe if EJ came back, you might be, but.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you know, yeah.
Would you be as invested in it as you are in Bristol?
No, I've never been. The only other pairing I was ever as invested as I am in Bristol was John and Isabella. And you see how well that turned out for me.
I've been trying to think about this. I don't think I've ever been as invested in a pairing as I am in Xander and Sarah.
Really?
I told somebody else that the other day. Like, I was trying to come up with something. I don't think I have.
Okay. Yeah. I would I would say, you know, I mean, things were different back in when John and Isabella was like the 90s. There was no cell phone, you know, I wasn't tweeting and this and that. And so I didn't do the things that I do now, like the pictures and the gifts and this and that.
The 10,000 things you have to do every single day because you not only run, like, in both of our cases, you not only run like the regular account, you also run the team account.
Yes. Well, I run the team account
with the teams, with other people.
Yeah,
yes.
With other people. And then on Instagram, I have like my, you know, my Queen of Demers account.
Do Instagram very well.
See, and Instagram was kind of my first thing. And then I was like, oh, I'll step it up on Twitter a little more and then open the team account with, you know, with Kay and stuff. And then, but also on Facebook and Instagram, I help run Stacey's official fan page.
Yeah. And I do nothing on Facebook. Like, I don't even have a Facebook. Well, I do have a Facebook, but it's.
I get it.
I have a Facebook, but I haven't posted on there in years. I don't even know how to use Facebook. People tell me that's good because I know that they don't like my people on there. So,
I don't know. I don't know. Well, anyway, so yeah, but it is funny because I have to laugh, and it's a good thing neither of us are like crazy invested like we are in our other pairings about Sammy, because that's our own personal little.
Yeah, that's our little ship war, but that's okay. That's like, okay. I'm not upset about it.
No, me neither. Me neither.
So, me neither. Anyway,
well, I think that kind of wraps it for us.
We're done. We have a good promo this week, like a really good promo. I'm so excited about the promo.
I am too.
Not excited about the recent news that came out about 10 seconds before this podcast, but I am excited about the promo. So
okay.
Not super excited about the Rex return.
Oh, Rex return. I like Kyle though.
I love Kyle, and I'm actually like, I would love it if they would do Kyle, if they would do Rex and Chloe, but I don't it's going to happen.
That's good.
I don't think it's going to happen, but it's like my secret childhood 16-year-old heartstring.
No, I'd be totally down with that. Rex and Chloe, perfect. Anyone and Chloe. Just get her away from me.
Anybody but Brady and Chloe.
Anybody but Brady and Chloe. Anybody but, yeah. But yeah, so it looks like a good promo. I actually laughed out loud when I saw the scene with Abby, Gabby, and Bonnie. Yeah.
Well, and then when the extended one came out and they had the Xander and the kilt and the girl between, like
the seamstress.
The seamstress is between his legs. It looks like Xander's going to get a kilt, which I know is really awesome. I'm so excited about that.
That's pretty cool.
But.
Kristen Susan smacks a muffin out of Brady's hand. So I laughed at that.
Yes, she does. Too. Kristen, this promo looks funny. And obviously, we have next
week. And Jackie.
Week, next week, we'll have to talk about Jackie.
Yes.
I think next week, no matter what happens, we'll have to talk about Jackie Harry.
Oh, for sure. And I love that she's showing up in the same type of outfit as her 227 debut. They posted about that. And so I thought that was cool. So I'm excited. There's a lot of good things. So we'll do it all again next week. And I'm sure
maybe in the next couple weeks, we might start having some people. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, we have some surprises lined up, right? Some things we're thinking.
They're lining up. We'll see how that goes.
Stars are aligning for some surprises, right?
For some surprises, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I think we both have some surprises, maybe.
I think so. So stay tuned. All right.